in Donegal and indeed in Mayo, Sligo, Clare, Limerick, there are thousands of families who are living in defective concrete block homes. And for many years, they were stymied and held back in terms of getting justice, in terms of having a redress scheme that could allow them to rebuild their lives. They've done nothing wrong. Due to the light touch regulation, no regulation in this state, they were left with homes that were falling apart. It took 20,000 people to come to the streets of Dublin, from mostly from my own home county, Donegal, and from those other counties, to finally make the government see some sense. And still we don't have a redress scheme that is fair. What I found most objectionable was government leadership figures talking about having to pay out billions. So they were speaking to the rest of the taxpayers saying, this would be billions of your money, billions of your money. No talk about the injustice, no talk about their failures in government and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over many years. But it was basically to divide and conquer citizens, to take the empathy and the solidarity away from those families whose lives have been destroyed. The same Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leadership figures have choices in every single budget, have choices to make. And yesterday, I hosted, along with other TDs, a very important briefing from Oxfam Ireland and from Social Justice Ireland. Deputy Pringle also hosted that event with me. And it was astonishing in what they've revealed. Just two people in this country earn more than half of the population. Their combined wealth of two people is 15 billion euro. The combined wealth of half of the population, the people who are at the other end of the spectrum, 10.2 billion. Yet there's a failure in every single budget to put in place a fair wealth tax. Oxfam Ireland, they believe that if you had a fair tax for the most wealthiest, those earning over 4.7 million every year, a fair incremental tax on them, you could raise 8.2 billion every year. Now, the government complained about 2.5-3 billion for a defective block home scheme that would be spread out over 20 years. So that's maybe what, 250-300 million a year over 20 years. But they could raise 8.2 billion a year from just a modest tax on the most wealthiest in society. And the final point is, those with that type of wealth, this isn't productive. It's not benefiting our country. It just goes into investment funds and so on and floats around the unproductive economy. This makes absolute sense. So be honest when you try and divide and conquer our citizens in the future.